Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You couldn't possibly be Jimmy Barclay.
That's Donna, my sister.
You have a wonderful son, Mr. Barclay.
You're not the blonde with the dimples, though.
You look so tall and hairy.
Lots of politics and traffic.
Drive!
Budget cuts.
You are so cute when you're scatterbrained.
George, over here.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late. Jimmy here yet?
No. Well, of course, it's been so long. He could be sitting right over there and I wouldn't recognize him.
No, that's not him unless he's gained 200 pounds and gone bald. Of course, I haven't seen him in a long time either. Has a waitress come by yet?
Yeah, I ordered 3 waters.
Oh, great.
So you haven't seen Jimmy in a while?
No, or heard from him. Guess he works all the time.
Where does he work?
The Washington Star.
Really?
Yeah, amazing, huh? He's hit the big time. Of course, it's just an entry-level reporting position, but, you know.
Well, I think that's great. I can't wait to see him. It's been forever.
Well, he'll be glad to see you, too. But I thought Joanne was coming with you.
A slight change of plans. A water pipe burst at the antique shop, so she decided to go straight back to Odyssey to help Jack.
And you didn't go?
No. I thought I'd stick around and see the sights for a few days. I'll fly back later.
I see.
Plus, I don't want to go back and have to answer the why didn't you marry Mitch question 100 times.
I don't blame you.
Well, this looks like my table.
What? Hey, Jimmy!
Hey,
son, how are you?
Hey, you. Connie, you haven't changed a bit.
I'm going to have to see some ID. You couldn't possibly be Jimmy Barclay.
I'm sorry to say it, but it's me.
You look so tall. And what's hairy?
Oh, well, you know, you like the goatee there, yeah?
Okay, now I know I'm really old. I'm supposed to babysit Jimmy Barclay, not comment on his facial hair.
This is the first time I've seen it, too. You look, menacing.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. That's what I was going for. So have you guys ordered here?
Well, we were waiting for you. Come on, sit down.
Well, Mr. Goatee Man, how's your life? I hear you're working at the Star.
Uh-huh.
That sounds exciting. Tell me about it.
You know, there's not much to tell. I write articles and stuff. You know, it's a lot of writing and stuff.
How do you like living in Washington?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, lots of politics and traffic.
Just a little worse than Pocanberry Falls.
Yeah, you know, there are actually a few stoplights here. I was surprised, too, yeah.
Hey, have you made lots of friends?
A few. But how are you? Dad told me something about you getting married?
Didn't happen.
Oh, how come?
Well, it's a long, depressing story, and I'd really rather talk about your goatee or your father or anything, really.
Okay, so how are you, Dad? What's this conference thing that you're doing here?
It's the Stand Your Ground Christian Men's Conference. We're having a big rally in front of the Capitol on Tuesday. I'm on the organizing committee. We're hoping to have 50,000 men show up.
Wow, I'm surprised I haven't heard about it.
Well, it's a men's conference. We've been using, secret hand signals, things like that to get the word out.
Hi there. Here are your waters.
Thank you.
So, are you all ready to order? Oh, my goodness. Jim?
Felicia.
Oh, this is so sweet. Did you come here to surprise me?
You know, I didn't even know you worked here.
Well, I told you the other day I got this job. You are so cute when you're scatterbrained.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jimmy, is this your family?
Well, sort of. Uh-huh. Dad, Connie, this is my, my friend, Felicia.
Friend? Oh, well, thanks a lot. I thought I ranked a little higher than that. I'm his girlfriend.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, right. Felicia and I, we kind of hang out, you
wow,
know.
This is just so great meeting the two of you.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, scooch. watch over, Jimmy.
You're joining us.
Sure.
You know, listen, I really don't think your manager wants you to sit down on the job, especially if it's your first week.
Oh, Jimmy, it's just an early lunch break.
You're the only waitress here.
Oh, Connie! I've heard so much about you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but you know, I thought that you were at school in California.
No. That's Donna, my sister.
Oh, sister. Oh, so then Connie's not your sister.
No. She's just a friend.
Oh, a friend. You mean a friend like I'm just a friend?
No. She's not a girlfriend.
I'm just an old friend from the past, Felicia.
Oh. Oh! Phew! Because, you know, I almost freaked out there! Excuse me. Wow. Kind of fun, but, you know.
No need for that. Yeah.
No. Oh! Huh? Oh! So you're Jim's father.
Yeah, sure am.
Wow. Well, you know, sir, you have a wonderful son, Mr. Barclay.
I do.
Yeah. So now you're a priest. Is that right?
A pastor, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, a priest pastor. That is so cool.
Thank you.
I have always wanted to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Will heaven have latte?
Well, I couldn't tell you. There's really nothing in the Bible about it, but I suppose I could...
Oh, because you see, sir, I'm not sure that I could do without latte for all eternity. You know, I mean, that is what I am concerned about here. Where is that waitress? She's around here somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, I'd sure like some breadsticks. How about you guys?
You're the waitress, Felicia.
Oh, that's right! I'm the waitress! Silly me! Let me go get some breadsticks for us, okay? Okay. Oh, and honey, Jim, could you bring some waters for table number 3 over there in the corner? Thanks, sweetie. Bye.
Bye. So, Felicia.
Yeah.
Felicia, when you get a chance, could we have our bill, please?
Oh, sir, you don't have to worry about that.
Really?
No, after all, you're friends and family.
You're giving us a free meal?
Sure.
Hey, Felicia, don't you think maybe you should check with your manager about that?
Well, if you really think I should... You know, you are so cute when you're concerned. Yeah. Okay, I'll be back.
Jimmy, hey, I'd love to see where you work.
Yeah, great. We should do that sometime.
Well, how about now?
Now isn't that good. I really have to get back for a meeting.
Well, how long's the meeting?
Long. All afternoon, in fact.
Yeah, that's too bad. I've got a meeting of my own at 2:30. Guess I'll have to come by some other time.
Sure. But call first.
But no problem. Can I meet you for church tomorrow morning?
That sounds great.
Oh, good. What time's the start?
10:30-ish or so. Yeah, it varies.
It varies?
Oh, yeah, I'll call to let you know when to come.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for lunch, Dad.
Sure,
Connie.
You bet.
Good
no
to
problem.
See you.
Bye, Jimmy. Nice to see you.
Take care, son.
Was it me, or was he acting kind of weird?
Yeah, there's definitely something going on with him. But this is how it's been for the past few months. He keeps us at a distance and doesn't really tell us anything.
Maybe I can find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You know how it is. He might talk to me in a way he wouldn't talk to you, because you're his dad and all that.
Yeah, maybe. It really kind of depresses me. I mean, I always like to think that, you know, he could talk to me about anything.
Yeah, but you know how it is with kids. They like to strike out on their own, prove they can make it. Look, I'm around for a few days. Let me see what I can find out.
All right, if you don't mind.
Are you kidding?
Well, I just wouldn't want him to think I'm checking up on him or anything like that.
Hey, I didn't date an FBI agent for a year and not pick up a little something about discreetly tracking the perp.
The perp?
I think it's short for something.
Oh.
Never mind, I'll be as subtle as ever. I'm looking for Jimmy Barclay. Could you tell me where to find him?
Jimmy Barclay?
Yeah, he works here. A reporter, I think.
Let me check the directory. I'm sorry, but there's no one by that name employed here.
This is the Washington Star, right?
That's right.
Must be a mistake. I'll call him on the cell phone.
Okay.
Let's see. 5, 10.
Hello?
Hey, Jimmy, it's Connie. You're not still in your meeting, are you?
My meeting? Oh! Huh. No. What's going on?
I'm downstairs.
Downstairs?
In your building. You know, Washington Star. I was in the area and I...
You're at the Star right now.
Yeah, but it's really weird because the receptionist can't find you in the directory.
Oh, you know, they keep forgetting to update that thing. Connie, you know, it would have been best to call me first.
Well, that's what I'm doing now. So can you come down?
Yeah, sure. I'll be there in just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it may actually be about 20 minutes or so. I've got some things I have to take care of first.
No problem. I'll wait.
I'll see you soon.
And this is the newsroom.
Wow.
It's separated into sections based on what type of news you write.
Oh.
The editors have all the big offices around the outside, and the reporters have the cubicles in the middle here.
Well, I would like to meet some of your coworkers.
They're all really busy right now. Deadlines and stuff.
All of them?
Well, they work us pretty hard here. It is the Washington Star.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we go to the cafeteria?
I'd love to see your cubicle first.
Oh, that's boring. It's just a desk and some gray walls.
But I'd still like to see where you work.
Well, okay. It's right here.
Oh. Why is it empty?
Well, I do most of my work off-site, you know, reporting out in the field.
There's no nameplate either.
Budget cuts.
Excuse me, can I get through here?
Huh?
I'm Annie, the new intern. They told me to use this cubicle.
Oh, that's typical. Sorry, but this is my office.
Your office?
Yes.
But they told me it was empty.
Well, they got confused.
Okay. I'm sorry, sir.
No problem. This happens all the time. You know, I really ought to put some plants or a picture in here or something.
Yeah, you really should. Okay, Jimmy, that's it. Spill it and spill it all.
Spill what? What are you talking about?
What's going on with you?
Connie, I just...
Stop it. You better tell me everything. You don't really work here.
Shh. Okay. Come on, let's go to the cafeteria.
Jimmy?
I'll explain everything there. I promise.
Okay, no more stalling. Out with it. I want the truth.
Okay. I don't really work here.
Duh, I figured that much. Why are you lying and telling everybody that you do?
Well, I'm not exactly lying. You know, I did have an internship here last summer, and I was hoping it would turn into a job, and it should have. They liked my work. They really did. But they cut their budget, and it didn't work out.
So, you haven't even finished school yet.
Well, yeah, that didn't work out either, exactly.
School?
They threw me out for poor grades. I was trying to hold down 3 jobs, and I never had time to study.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you're working.
Yeah, it's a good job, too, and it's in journalism. But it's not here.
And your parents don't know any of this?
No.
Why haven't you told them?
They just worry about me. You know, they already worry enough. Their little child in the big city, alone. And it looks a lot worse than it is.
You have to tell them, Jimmy.
I know, and I will when the time is right. But when the time is right. Just let me handle it, Connie. Please?
Wow, this is a nice house. You must have a really good job.
I do okay.
A lot of space for a single guy. You have roommates?
Sort of.
Hey, Jim!
Oh, hi, Mr. Gardner. Mr. Gardner, this is Connie Kendall. Connie, this is my boss, Mr. Gardner. He's my landlord, too.
How are you?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Gardner.
Same here. You're not the blonde with the dimples, though.
True.
You're thinking of Felicia. No, Connie's a friend from where I used to live.
Gotcha. My lips are sealed.
No.
Hey, I got an assignment for you, Barkley. Word has it that Senator Moltz has been up to his old tricks, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been looking to do a good, hard-hitting interview with the senator.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I want you to go over there tonight. Get him at his house.
Of course. So he'll be away from the office and in the comfort of his own home, yes?
Yeah. And get rid of that orange thing you wear. They'll spot you a mile away. Put on something black.
Sure thing, sir. No problem.
I want it tomorrow morning.
You bet.
It's nice to meet you, Connie.
Yeah, you too.
Well, Connie, you heard the man. I gotta get going.
Jimmy, what kind of job is this?
It's journalism, like I said.
With a dress code? I've never heard that reporters had to wear black.
It's a formal thing, that's all.
Why am I suddenly suspicious?
I have no idea why, but you really gotta get going now. Hey, let's hook up sometime tomorrow.
But you know,
Call first! Bye!
All right, see ya. Formal journalism, huh? Well, we'll see about that. Stakeouts are boring. Stakeouts are dull. I need more soda. And I need some more chips. Oh!
Here's the address.
Okay.
Take 95. It'll be quicker this time of night.
Gotcha, sir.
Good luck. Say hi to the senator for me.
Will do.
Showtime. Where did he go? Did I lose him? Ah! Oh, there he is. Looks like we're here. What's he doing? All right, time for the test.
Hello?
Hey, Jimmy, it's Connie.
Oh, Connie, hey. What's up?
What you doing?
I'm at my interview.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your formal interview.
Yeah.
Great. So, why are you lying to me?
Lying?
This interview looks awfully informal to me.
What do you mean?
I am looking right at you, and you're on top of someone's fence with a camera around your neck, and it sure doesn't look like a sit-down dinner.
Where are you?
Look to your left, the white car, with the horn!
Oh. Hi!
Oops! Oh, I'm sorry. I think I might have woke up the senator's dogs.
Oh, no.
And does he have personal security bodyguards, too?
Yes. Start your car, please.
What?
Start the car!
Go, go, go!
Uh-oh.
Drive!
Okay, now what was that all about?
It's just a game I play with the senator and his staff.
What
dogs.
Game?
I try to get some candid shots of him, and his bodyguards try to break my neck, basically.
So exactly what kind of newspaper do you work for?
It's a small independent magazine.
Which small independent magazine?
Society Scandal.
The tabloid?
It's not a real tabloid. We try a little harder not to outright lie.
Oh, well, that's quite a motto.
There's nothing else out there, Connie. What do you expect? And it pays really well.
But, Jimmy, it's a tabloid. It ruins people's lives.
It's not like it's my permanent career or anything. It's just for the time being until I can get a real job in journalism. Sometimes you have to make compromises if you want to survive.
Oh, yeah? So what other kinds of compromises are you making?
Not much. Well, a few, maybe. Nothing to worry about.
That's it, Jimmy. I am taking you to your car, and we're stopping somewhere to talk about the rest.
The rest?
Of your life. Oh, Jimmy, this is ridiculous. I can't tell when you're lying and when you're telling the truth.
I know. But really, I'm fine.
Well, you don't sound fine to me.
It's all just around the corner for me, Connie. I just need one break. That's it.
And you plan on lying to your parents until you get your big break?
Well, I don't want them to worry.
That's an excuse, and you know it.
What do you want from me?
Just direct, truthful answers.
About what? You know everything now. I'm living at my boss's house while I work for a stupid magazine. I drive a beat-up car and have a goatee. That's it. What else is there?
Is Felicia really your girlfriend?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
She doesn't seem like your type.
Oh. You know, I haven't seen you in ages. How could you possibly know what my type is? I like her. I know she's not perfect, but she's nice and we get along well.
Okay. How about church? Do you still go?
Yeah. Well, you know, every 6 months or so.
And you feel okay about that?
No. No, I don't. I don't feel good about anything, Connie. I'm not proud of my life right now. But it's the only one I have. And I'm just waiting for things to change. So how about backing off a little while I figure out how to save my job, okay?
Why are you worried about your job?
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, I never had a chance to take those photos of the senator. Man, my boss is gonna kill me.
I can't believe you, Barkley! Not a single photo!
I'm sorry, sir, I really am.
Yeah, well, you're also really fired.
No! No, please, I need this job. It won't happen again, I promise. Just tell me what you've got and I'll do it. Anything, please.
Well, there's one thing I can't seem to get the other guys to cover.
What? Just tell me, I'm your man.
I want you to check out this, stand your ground thing that's going on this week. The, Christian Men's Assembly. They're expecting 50,000 people. There's got to be something going on there.
What do you mean?
They come off like a bunch of unselfish do-gooders who want men around the country to become better husbands and fathers. That's ridiculous. I want to know the real agenda.
You know, sir, do you have any other assignments? You know, this sounds like something Jerry would be great at.
Jerry's on assignment at the monastery in Baltimore. Here's a list of the organizers. Check them all out. Find out where the money is. Especially these first three. John Mackinaw, Scott Sanchez, and... wait a minute. George Barkley? Do you know this guy?
He's somewhat related.
Great! Use your family connections and get the inside information. Expose the whole racket. This article could put us on the grocery checkout stand.
You know, I'm not real comfortable with this, sir.
Don't stand there with your hat in your hand telling me you'll do anything to keep your job and then turn me down. You take the job or you get out! Understand?
Yeah, I understand. Oh, boy.